Staff at Te Arawhiti, the Office for Māori Crown Relations, are leaving the agency at high rates, with multiple former Māori staff accusing it of racism. Last year, almost one in three people who joined the organisation within a year, that's the highest staff turnover rate of any government ministry or core agency. RNZ understands one long-serving Māori staff member who left relatively recently blasted the agency for racism as he exited. Our in-depth reporter Tianiwa Hurikanganui has been looking at this. Kia ora e hoa. Tell us more about Te Arawhiti and what it does.
Well, Te Arawhiti has about 170 staff. A quarter of those are Māori, and its primary role is to essentially ensure the public sector has strong relationships and partnerships with tangata whenua, with Māori. Now, one of its biggest business units is Te Kāhui Whakatau. This is a team that negotiates treaty settlements with iwi and hapū on behalf of the Crown. Now, several former Māori employees in this unit have told me they felt they were expected to prioritise concluding treaty settlements quickly over ensuring iwi and hapū were properly dealt with. One woman said, and I quote, "Negotiation is not quite the right term for what we're doing because there's hardly any negotiation about it. The Crown has a predetermined outcome." She said that's really at odds with who she is as a Māori woman.
Now, the recent departure of one staff member seemed to create quite a stir.
Yes, we understand this person's primary reason for leaving Te Arawhiti was because of racism, and that he stood in front of colleagues at his farewell and actually spoke about the racism he encountered before he exited. This was a long-serving member of staff. He'd been working for Te Arawhiti since it was established in 2018 by the then Labour New Zealand First Coalition government. We approached him for comment, but he declined.
Other staff member, another former staff member rather, what have they been saying?
Well, I've since spoken to multiple former Māori employees who believe they also encountered racism at Te Arawhiti and are not surprised about the high staff turnover. One woman described the agency as a revolving door where Māori are the fastest, are often the fastest to leave. She said while the large majority of staff are Pākehā, Māori are often wheeled out to be the face of the organisation at public events. She also felt her decisions or views were often not trusted or respected by Pākehā managers, as she needed to ask permission to do a lot of things that were in the remit of her job description. Other staff told me they felt casual racism or microaggressions were common also.
Well, tell me more about this high turnover of new staff compared with other government departments.
Okay, so to give you an idea, the median unplanned turnover rate for new staff among all other government ministries or agencies was 13.2%, so it was significantly lower than the 30% at Te Arawhiti. Unplanned just means staff who resigned or retired. It doesn't include staff who left because they were on fixed-term contracts. The unplanned turnover rate for all staff at Te Arawhiti last year was 17.9%. The median rate for all other government ministries or core agencies was 12.2%.
And what has Te Arawhiti had to say about this?
Well, Te Arawhiti said in a statement they're not surprised by the 30% new staff turnover because Māori staff are in high demand elsewhere. Te Arawhiti says it's aware of allegations of racism by only one former staff member and they didn't want to comment further on that. When it came to treaty settlement negotiations, they say the Crown needs to act in a respectful way and in accordance to tikanga, but also needs to support groups ready to settle. It says it invests in cultural advisors to ensure all their staff are kept culturally safe. And it also says it's committed to understanding racial inequity, institutional racism and bias, and has processes in place to ensure individual matters are addressed appropriately.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much. In-depth reporter Tianiwa Hurihanganui.